So it took the data center encroachment issue to finally make most people realize how evil big tech is. I'm Mike Adams, and I have been shadow banned and blacklisted and censored and deplatformed by big tech for over 10 years, 12 years, actually, to be exact. And during that time, I have sounded the alarm over how Google is arguably the most evil corporation in the history of the world, and how Facebook is evil, and how these other big tech companies, Microsoft, etc., just put out basically surveillance malware that they call Windows. And on, many examples of this. Big tech is surveilling your data, stealing your data. Today, they're using it to train their AI systems. And most of this time, most people just dismissed it. And they said, well, I like using Google Maps, you know, good maps. And they just enjoy the convenience of Gmail. You know, lots of people still use Gmail. And I tell people, don't you dare send me an email from Gmail. Because number one, I won't reply to it. I won't open it. I won't read it. If it's from Gmail, it's a spy machine. And, you know, shame on you for using Gmail. You should use something better and more private than that. But most people didn't care. They continue to use Gmail, and they use Google Calendar, and they use Google Docs, Google Drive, or whatever. People send me links like, here's, you know, a file to download. It's, you know, Google Drive. Like, not opening it. Because it's a spy machine. Well, now, suddenly, because of data centers, people are beginning to realize how evil big tech is. I guess it took big tech steamrolling their farms and their homes, their water supply, their food supply, having eminent domain invoked in order to seize their land. Now nearly 50,000 people are going to be cut off from all electricity in the Lake Tahoe region of Nevada, and on. Massive noise pollution, massive destruction of ecosystems because of these data centers, just steamrolling humanity. Now, all of a sudden, people are realizing, oh my God, big tech really is evil. Yeah, you should have listened a decade ago because I've been sounding the alarm this entire time. But I'm actually here to tell you today, regardless of, you know, where you are on this spectrum or whether you've just come to realize it or you've known about this for a long time, you can start to take action today to reduce the power of big tech and their destruction of your local communities and their destruction of your farms and your food supply, etc. Here's what you can do. Stop using their services. So never use Google for search. Never use Gmail for email. Never use Facebook. Just don't use it. Stop using Microsoft. I know it's a big ask, but you can get onto Linux. There are versions of Linux that are pretty easy to use. One of them is Linux Mint, for example. And I think the website is just linuxmint.com. A lot of people in the AI space, they'll use Ubuntu, which is also a perfectly good form of Linux. But Mint is very user-friendly, and it's easy to navigate, etc. There are other flavors of Linux. You can check it out. And then you can use all open-source software. You don't need to pay a subscription to Microsoft to use Microsoft Office. You can use OpenOffice. Or there are other open-source versions that can read and write all the Microsoft files, whether it's PowerPoint or spreadsheets or documents or whatever. You don't need Microsoft products in your life. I've ditched them. Lots of other people have ditched them. And on many of my systems, I've ditched the entire Windows operating system, just running, well, running Linux Mint on a lot of them, actually. And it works out just fine. And for every piece of software from Microsoft or from Google or from Facebook or whoever, there is an alternative that is open source, that is free, and that isn't spyware. For everything, including Photoshop and, you know, sound editing. You have Audacity, which is a really great open source sound editor, you know, wave file editor. It's been upgraded, I think, in the last year. It's quite good For Photoshop, you have GIMP. GIMP is perfectly capable of doing everything that Photoshop could do. And there are even, you can download special packages that overlay GIMP to make it look and function exactly like Photoshop with all the same hotkeys and everything else. So you don't have to pay all this money to these companies and turn your computer into a spy machine. You can choose a different route. So my number one message for you today is that it's time to do that, because if you continue to use Google, then you are supporting Google's data centers. And when they come bulldoze your home, you got to ask yourself, what role did you have in making that happen? If you continue to support and use Google products, then you are supporting Google's data centers, period. End of story. And if you don't like what their data centers are doing and how they're destroying life and displacing people, then stop using Google products. Stop using Google search. What should you use instead? Well, Brave Search, that is search.brave.com, is a much better search engine, by the way. There are other alternatives. You can look for them. You know, even Yandex is better than Google. But especially in the AI space, which is where a lot of the data center demand is coming from, you don't need to use Google models. I don't use any Google AI models, except occasionally I'll use their Nano Banana Pro for graphics if it needs a lot of text in it. But there are even alternatives to that. And some of them are even open source, by the way. But I don't use Google, what is it, Gemma or Gemini or any of their text models at all. I use open source models. I'll use DeepSeek or I'll use Qwen, different flavors of Qwen. You know, 3.6, 27B is one of my favorites, but I'll use the 9B if I need something that's faster. There's also Kimi K 2.6. And there are many other models out there. Just go to Hugging Face. There's like 100 million different models. Maybe it's not 100 million, but it's easily millions of models that you can download and you can run for free. And you protect your privacy when you do that. And of course, you can use our engine at brightanswers.ai, which also doesn't require you to log in. You don't have to tell it your name, your phone number, anything like that. You can use it for free. You do have to register your email after a certain number of queries, but even that can be anonymous. You can just use an anonymous email address. You don't have to use your name or anything. Use the tools that protect your privacy and stop supporting the companies that violate your privacy. Stop supporting big tech. Just stop using them. And then they won't need to build as many data centers. It's very clear. And another thing that you can do is acquire your own processors or GPUs for local inference. And in the past, I had recommended NVIDIA, but I no longer recommend NVIDIA because I had one of their expensive high-end GPUs turn out to be completely faulty, and they refused to honor their 3-year warranty, even though I had tried to invoke it after only 6 months. They absolutely refused. So NVIDIA does not honor their warranties, in my experience, so I won't buy NVIDIA. Fortunately, there are many other options. Intel has a new card. I think it's 32 gigabytes. A card, I forgot the, what is it, like the B70 or something? I'm going to be getting one of those soon. I'm going to be testing that. AMD has some pretty amazing architecture out there right now if you need text generation. You can buy AMD systems that have 128 gigs of onboard RAM. You can run some fairly large models on that, and they're available at some remarkably low price points, cheaper than NVIDIA Spark DGX systems, for example, like almost half the price. So you can set up local hardware and run local inference using free open source software, and that way you're not supporting big tech. And when you do that, also, you can't be censored. You can't be deplatformed. And if you run uncensored models that are called heretic models, where the heretic engine has, let's say, uncensored a lot of off-the-shelf models, like you can get a heretic version of Qwen 3.6 9B that's completely uncensored, all the guardrails are removed, then you're not going to have any censorship either. And you might need that for creative writing or for research purposes or whatever. So stop using big tech wherever you can. Get off of Google completely. Get off of Microsoft if you can. At least if you still run Windows, run open source software on Windows and stop using overpriced surveillance software from Microsoft, which, I mean, everything that they have is effectively surveillance software at this point. But get off of Windows in whatever way you can. And by the way, if you ever buy a new computer, whether it's a laptop or a desktop, if it's Windows, you need to know this secret. Don't log in when you're setting it up. Don't plug it into the Ethernet. You can just try to set it up in an offline mode. And there's a couple of tricks to doing that where you have to do like shift F10 and then enter a command line. You can look some of this up, but when I run Windows, I never register it because Microsoft is spyware. They want you to log in under their Microsoft account so they can track everything you do forever. Every keystroke, every password that you enter is transmitted to Microsoft. So they have everything, all your bank accounts, everything. But that's if you log in. So just avoid logging in and then they won't have that information. So stay safe with all your computing. And by the way, if you want de-Googled phones, then we have a partner called Above Phone that sells de-Googled phones and Linux-based laptops that have our own AI models pre-installed so you can run local AI. And you can find that at abovephone.com/Brighteon. The word bright followed by E-O-N. Abovephone.com/Brighteon. So be sure to check that out. And then use our AI engines at brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai. And you can follow my work at brightvideos.com. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Astaxanthin is one of the most powerful antioxidants in nature. Boost your intake of potent antioxidants with lab-verified astaxanthin supplements at the Health Ranger Store. Only at healthrangerstore.com.